Welcome to the Paper Matters Podcast, hosted by Ashley Madak, Creative and Brand Manager for Domtar Paper. The Paper Matters Podcast is a paper-focused listening experience that will celebrate and inspire the evolving world of paper, printing, and business industries. In each episode, we'll share the variety of essential roles that Domtar Paper and print support and play for a variety of businesses every day. Hello and welcome to the Paper Matters Podcast. Today I have Nick Pearson here. He's our marketing specialist at Domtar. Thanks for joining me today, Nick.
Of course, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So why don't you introduce yourself and tell everyone, all of our listeners, a little bit about you.
All right. So my name is Nicholas. I am 22 years old. I went to Davidson College near Charlotte, North Carolina. Paper is in my blood. My dad's been working in paper for about 30 years now. And I've grown up in Charlotte, North Carolina, as well as New Jersey.
Wonderful. Yeah. So you also, you know, as I mentioned, you're a marketing specialist at Domtar. And so tell us a little bit about the journey of how you began working for Domtar.
So like I mentioned, my dad's been in paper. So around my junior year of college, I started looking around for internships. And he mentioned that it might be fun or worth my time to look around the paper industry, which is something I hadn't necessarily thought of before. I always knew about the paper industry, obviously, but I think like a lot of kids, they don't necessarily want to just follow in their parents' footsteps. Mm-hmm. We're both Eddie, so I didn't want to just be little Eddie. I wanted to kind of find my way. But once he recommended it, I looked around, and Domtar, which was located in Fort Mill, which is close to Charlotte, close to home, and they had a marketing position open, and which is kind of related to my minor communication, but it's something that sounded interesting. And so I applied and wound up proceeding forward where I met the team. I met Ashley and V. And so really I wound up at Domtar through my experiences as an intern, first that year and then the following summer. And then I was hired full time.
Yeah, because we couldn't live without you after that.
We couldn't tear each other apart.
So what were you looking for, anything specific when you were looking for, when you were finishing up college and you were thinking about the place where you would want to work and get a job and start your career? Did you have anything specific in mind?
So I didn't necessarily have a specific career in mind, but I'm someone who's played sports most of my life. And I found that the most successful teams I were on were teams that had great teammates and good locker rooms. So I knew that whatever company I was looking for, I really wanted to have like a good workplace. I wanted the people who worked there, I wanted to get along and for them to, you know, be able to tell me honestly that this is a great company. This is someone, you know, I could see myself working for. And I mean, during my time as an intern, everyone who I met, you know, there were people who'd been there for 30 years, people who had been bouncing around. And then once they got to Domtar, they're like, once I got here, I couldn't leave. They were, you know, it was too good. And during that few months of my internship, that's really what I found for myself. The team was great. I worked under V and really most closely with Becky Lee, who's my digital marketing manager. But during my time there, it was a lot of fun. They even made the work fun. And so ultimately, I think what I was looking for and what I found in Domtar was a good workplace, someone with stability, and someone where I could see myself staying with them long term. Because I didn't necessarily want to just join a company I knew I was going to leave in a few years. You know, it seemed kind of like a waste of an investment.
Yeah. And I remember one thing that I thought was incredible about your internship compared to the internships I had when I was finishing up college was that you actually had responsibility for certain initiatives. It's not like you were just getting coffee for everybody and stuff. So you were actually creating things that we've actually used in the marketplace, which is really neat.
Exactly. I think the coolest thing that came out of that first internship was maybe been V that asked for it, but I got to create basically a paper 101 video series. So I got to write the scripts and then work with an agency to complete them. And that was something that was published on the LinkedIn page. And to this day, there are different like sales managers that I've met like a few years later who said they've seen them. So it wasn't just busy work. It was, you know, really cool to see that my project or one of that I worked on, you know, was useful and I was able to do something important.
Yeah, so that's a good segue into my next question. You know, now that you've been employed at Domtar for a while and you've stepped out of your intern shoes, what are some of the things that you've been involved in?
So a large part of my day-to-day activities is social. Social media is one of my main responsibilities. We used to work with an agency, but since I've become a part of Domtar, we've moved it in-house, which means that we're responsible for concepting and producing the content on all of our social feeds, which means follow Domtar Paper if you're listening. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Sorry, but so that's
Shameful
a
plug,
main
right?
shameless plug. That's a large part of what I do. I've also been on a few different projects between events. So Domtar attends different print design paper events throughout the year, mostly in the summer, fall. And so I've been involved in planning and then attending a few of those. There's a lot of effort that goes into making sure that we're ready to kind of present ourselves to the public and explain who Domtar is. And then also this podcast, which has really been a fun big step. A lot of it is content marketing, I think. A lot of that's what I do.
Yeah. So, now that you've had some experience doing various things, not only within the walls of Domtar, but also out interacting with various customers and different partners, what would you say you enjoy the most about the industry?
I think the depth of what it does, paper isn't something that's narrow. If you really think about it, paper's involved in nearly every aspect of your life, whether you're going to the gas station and getting, you get your printed out receipt. If you're going to the store and you get some candy and there's paper on the lollipop stick, or as most people, I think, if you're in the workplace and you're sharing printouts and you're jotting down notes, I think paper is everywhere. And once I really got into the paper industry, I was really surprised by the breadth of what it does and the efforts that, the industry takes. The industry really takes pride in being sustainable and really pushing the envelope forward, which isn't something I think I expected coming in. I thought I had a concept of what I thought paper was, and I think it surprised me. And I enjoy that aspect of it.
Yeah. And so just piggybacking on that a little bit, I think, I know that hiring the next generation of worker is a big initiative for a lot of our printer customers out there. And I've heard a lot of them say to me at various events that, the next generation, they're not really, it's hard to find good workers because they're not really into print anymore. They're more into the digital side of things. What about the industry specifically do you think that the next generation would find attractive?
I think the opportunity, that was one thing that I really liked about Domtar. The world is The population is getting bigger, and I think jobs are becoming growing more scarce. And I think there's a kind of worry, at least I know there was for me and kind of my peers at school, that we wouldn't get hired or that we kind of have to wait around. And there's I think a big push for a lot of people to kind of create for themselves and start their own business. I feel like we're seeing more self-owned businesses more than ever. And so I don't think when people realize how much opportunity there is in the paper industry. And room for growth in different things that you can do. There's sales, there's marketing, there's e-commerce, there's communications. We have blogs and podcasts. And I think it's almost like the best kept secret of everything that you do. When most people say paper, I think they think of the office. And I'm like, no, that's just, it's,
A lot of
a, I
students.
almost, yeah. It's like, and I hate to bring it up, but I do feel like that's my generation's, idea of paper is the office is done to Mifflin, but I just think that we do so much more than that, and I just don't think many people realize how much opportunity there is.
Yeah, and so I guess towards the opposite end of that, like, what about the industry, paper and print, do you think needs some improvement to attract the next generation of worker, and especially somebody like yourself? I mean, you're a Davidson College graduate. Like, any of our listeners out there that are familiar with Steph Curry will be familiar. Like, it's a great school. So you're a great catch for a hiring manager. So what does the industry need to do to attract more people like you?
I think one, if it does a better job of explaining what it stands for, that would maybe solve a lot of problems. like I said, not many people know. And I think while the paper industry is very intelligent and knowledgeable about what it does, I think putting that into terms more effectively for other people who aren't in the paper industry, so they understand what the potential is it holds. I think also diversity is something that could be helped or improved upon. I think that the concept is that, you know, most people working in the industry are older, are white, especially in today's climate. And so I think that diversity would be something that I think a lot of young people want to see an improvement on. But like I said, I think that also ties into the communication portion. Right now, most of the people who are in the paper industry have been here for a long time. And so the people they're telling about the paper industry are their children and their relatives. And so it's kind of staying in the family almost. And so if we can do a better job of explaining ourselves to new people, then we'll attract, you know, people who've never had an experience with the paper and print industry. And as a result, we'll see new faces, we'll have fresh ideas. And I think, you know, it's something that will really help the paper industry continue to grow. And that'll fix, you know, a lot of the, you know, not problems, but we'll just see something new within the paper and print industry that we might not even know we were looking for.
Yeah, and I'm going to get on the, I'm going to ask you more about the topic of diversity and inclusion in a bit, because for all of you that maybe haven't tuned into our blog, Nick is a fantastic writer and he has a lot of great blogs on there. And there's one specifically on the value in diversity that is a must read for anyone that's interested in attracting anyone from the next generation. But I think you have a really good point about promotion of ourselves from both the paper and the print industry. I think for the longest time, we're so focused on talking to the customer and print, you know, just like talking about the capabilities, that we miss that content marketing aspect of talking about the value of print and how it works with everything else.
And it's a great point. I think even as we limit it to paper, it is the paper and print industry. There's so much that goes into designing a piece that, you know, when you see a magazine on the counter, you don't realize all the effort that the designers went into, because designing for print, you know, is very different than designing online. The effort that the printers, you know, put into making it right and helping make sure the colors are correct and making sure that whatever, you know, product that they produce is something that the designers and the customer is proud of. And so that end piece that you see, you know, that subscription that's on your table, that direct mail piece, there's a lot of moving parts. And that's something I'm still learning about. But the paper and print industry is really deep. And there's so many different, you know, gears and, you know, bells and whistles, just moving parts to it. So, yeah, I think that that communication piece is really important, because it's really a beautifully, you know, moving machine.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So let's get into the topic of diversity and inclusion. So again, you wrote this excellent blog on paper.domtar.com called The Value in Diversity. Let's see. I mean, you know, this is something that everyone should read if they haven't read this already. Again, it's really wonderfully written from your perspective. And so how do you define diversity and inclusion?
So I think those are two terms that often go hand in hand, but there is a difference between the two. Mm-hmm. I think a great way to break it down, say, you know, a pack of crayons, and you're drawing a picture, and say it has eight colors, but you just keep going back to red and blue, the diversities that you had, eight different colors you could have chosen, but if you didn't use any of the other colors, then, you know, there's no reason for them to have been there. And I think you're missing out on all the things you could have created with those different colors. The inclusion piece is using the red, blue, green, orange, yellow, you know, and using that to complete the puzzle. And so a lot of times while we really parrot diversity and inclusion, there's an emphasis put on diversity. I think that inclusion sometimes tends, you know, to be left outside, and just making sure that it's brought, those two parts come together, I think is really important.
Yeah. And so like just putting yourself in the perspective of a printer, it's a family owned business. How could putting more of an effort towards diversity and inclusion, whether that be hiring and also listening to the perspectives and putting people in leadership roles of different races, different sexes, the whole gamut, how could that benefit a small business?
You know, what makes it challenging is that everything is in-house. You know, you're your own boss, your own employee, your own marketing, you know, your own sales. And so without that diversity and inclusion piece, sometimes it can be kind of an echo chamber. And so I think what it looks like as a small business, that piece looks like making an effort when it comes to your marketing materials or when it comes to your messaging to think of not, does this messaging resonate with me, but how does it resonate with somebody else? How does this business do it when they're speaking to everyone? Because not everyone has that same background, and your tone may not resonate with everyone. So if you're really trying to market yourself as a small business and you put out a piece that only speaks to a small percentage of the population, you're losing out on, you know, a potential entire customer base. You might be losing out on potential employees or even potential business connections. And so I think that adding that breadth can really open some different doors for you into, you know, different worlds that you're just not expecting.
No, I agree. And I think especially now with everything going on in the world and this, you know, pandemic that we're living in, you know, it's things are really going to change after this. And if you're just, you know, within your own bubble of the same people that have worked there for generations, I mean, you know, of course, there's benefits to that as far as, you know, knowing the process and knowing the industry and things like that. But as far as, you know, relating and talking to those customers, you really need people with different diverse backgrounds of different generations to really help you with that piece of connecting to those new and existing customers. Because, you know, the businesses that you interact with, sometimes your connection there will change.
Right. And I think, you know, people always say that diversity and inclusion will lead to new ideas and it'll lead to new perspectives. But then the reality is, too, it can sometimes just lead to a better and more cohesive workplace. I think about myself. I'm a 22-year-old, you know, Black man. And so coming into Domtar, I think one thing that I was a little afraid of was that, you know, hearing from my dad's perspective, I hear a bunch of, you know, Robs and a bunch of Brads. And so I was afraid that there might not be a bunch of Nicks, you know. So I was worried that I wouldn't see too many people like me. And I think a piece that people forget is that sometimes when you're nervous or you're unsure, you're less likely to speak up. You're less likely to, you know, share an idea. And so getting here and meeting V, who, for those of you who don't know, she's also a Black woman as well. And seeing kind of a familiar face, it made me more comfortable in a workplace. It made me, you know, more willing to stick around because I had someone who I could look at and say, well, if she, you know, made it here, that means there's a future for me. This company does look out for people like me, and, you know, someone like me can make it through. And while sometimes that may seem self-evident, you know, everyone has different perspectives. They may not see it that way. They might be someone who's a little more timid and unsure. And until they see a reflection of themselves being successful, they can't necessarily picture themselves being just as successful. And, you know, you never know what that can do for you and do for your company.
Yeah. And so one thing that's interesting about V, and I agree, she's, you know, we're both on the same team and she's my boss as well. And she's a great inspiration for me also. But one thing that's really incredible about her is that she's risen through the ranks. You know, she was in sales service for a while and then she moved up to product manager and then, you know, director of marketing for one division. And now she's the director of marketing for Domtar Paper. And so what's it like for you to see someone that's able to rise up within a company?
Well, I think it's extremely kind of inspiring and important. I think if anyone's been in an interview, I think a pretty standard question is, you know, then they say, do you have any questions for us? You ask about, well, what does my future look like here? What is the next 5 years? And almost any company will tell you, oh, you have an opportunity to be promoted here. You'll have an opportunity if you work really hard to make rank here. And so I think it's a pretty standard answer. But then when you see it in action, you know, when I see a woman who graduated college at a young age, I believe she was 19 or 20, and within 15 years has risen from, I think, customer service all the way to director of marketing, you know, that's words in action. That's proof that working hard and just being yourself and, you know, doing what you know how to do, you know, there's results on the other side. You know, you're not just working aimlessly for someone above you who's working aimlessly for someone above them. You know, these are people who are having different experiences. You're moving around. It's not stagnant. Your knowledge is growing. You're meeting new people. And that ultimately, if you wish to and you put yourself to it, there's a future, there's, you know, improvement for you. And so I think that was really neat to see that, you know, this was a place where it wasn't just a standard statement. This is a place where I could do what they said I could do.
Yeah, and so I'm glad you mentioned working hard, because I think one of the stereotypes about millennials, especially the people on the younger side of the millennials, is that they want everything handed to them, and they don't, you know, they're not really into working hard and going up through the ranks. What would you say to that?
I do think that's kind of an unwarranted stereotype. I think, I'm trying to think of the best way to say it. I think that what millennials feel is that sometimes they don't want everything handed to them, but they don't want just a closed fist that they're, you know, breaking their backs to pry open. They want an opportunity to be able to reach for themselves and work hard and achieve that goal. You know, they want to not just direct their effort into something. They want to know they're funneling their efforts into something that's giving a return, that's providing something back to them. And in today's information age and today's like trending topics, it's so easy for everyone, you know, to hear something and run with it, or to hear a rumor and say, oh, well, millennials like this, and, you know, the boomers are like this. But I really do think that there's a lot of unwarranted antagonism on both sides. I do think that as a millennial, from what I see, my friends are all people who work hard. You know, I have friends who are bankers. I have friends who are artists. Friends like I'm in marketing. And from what I see, they all work hard. They really just want to know that they're working hard towards an opportunity, and they're not running towards a changing goalpost, something that they'll never be able to reach.
Yeah, no, that's understandable, because who would want to do that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, and another stereotype that I find really interesting, and this is repeated a lot at the print shows, you know, when you go into various speaking engagements, a lot of times you'll hear, oh, millennials, they don't really care about salary and payment. They care about experiences. What do you think about that?
I don't know. Personally, I know that I probably do care a little bit about salary, just so like, you know, I can live and eat and different things like that. But I do think there is some truth, some weight to those words, that I think as we all sit around and talk about our careers, millennials are looking a little bit more for, like I said, that workplace. They want to know that the place they're working for is a good company to work for, that is kind to its employees and kind to its customers. They want to know that what they're doing is sustainable, because we've grown up hearing about, you know, climate change. You've grown up hearing almost kind of doom and gloom in different areas. So we want to know that the person we're working for reflects the morals and reflects the ideals that we see within ourselves. So I think there is this bigger push to not just accept the salary, but to look for an experience and know that what you're doing, that you're doing it the right way. And so obviously salary will matter, because people have to have apartments and they have pets and they have friends.
Sure.
But I do think there is also a weight put upon that, you know, who are you working for and who are they as a company?
That's a good answer, because so it's really a mix. Like you want to be paid what you're worth, and you'll give,
right,
you know, you'll give it in return, but you also want to work for a company shares the same values and purpose. So I guess millennials are really looking for that mix, like you said. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Nick. It's been a lot of fun. All the listeners out there, please read Nick's blog, The Value in Diversity. He has a lot of other great blogs out there on paper.domtar.com. And also on paper.domtar.com, you can find a wealth of information and resources about appealing to the next generation. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
From the initial spark of an idea to the final published piece, when you have a story to tell, our paper is there. If you believe it's important to create memorable stories that support, inspire, and propel powerful ideas, then know that there's no better way to tell them than on paper. We're Domtar Paper. Learn more about us at paper.domtar.com.